Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by the Vacation Planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And if you want top-notch service and the best value for your vacation dollar, visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. Also brought to you by All-Star Vacation Homes, who offer you the highest quality in either a vacation home or condo. Hospitality has a new name, and it's All-Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com.
This is Kurt Bauer from Syracuse, New York, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 168 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is my co-host, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle. It's May.
It is May. Happy May Day.
Happy Uno de Mayo.
I know you like to skip around and put flowers on everybody's doorstep on the first day of May.
So. Oh, don't spoil it. You know, it's like some people like to play Santa Claus. Some people like to play the Easter Bunny. Some people like to play the Tooth Fairy. I like to play the Flower Man.
So. It's a good way to get your running in, right? On that first day of May, just run around with flowers. So
you might say I put the pedal to the metal.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Good time for a shout-out, folks, huh?
I think so.
So our shout-out is to Amy Chase. And Amy, I had asked people to mention which Mickey Miles podcast they've liked the best so far. And Amy mentioned that she liked the Boston Marathon one, and it was motivating her to feel like she could run a marathon. So go for it, Amy. Just do your training, and you can do it. Right?
Right. It is May 1st, and that means that we are just up against the next Run Disney race weekend, which is the Expedition Everest Challenge weekend. So we thought we'd do a little preview, and we're going to do it with two of our own who will be there. Let me introduce Eve Vanderpool. Eve, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am just peachy dandy. And our own Eddie McCoy, who is, there's a Daily Mile app, but I think we need a Frequent Flyer Mile app because I think Eddie would be right at the top. Eddie's been traveling and running and running and traveling. Eddie McCoy from Villarica, Georgia. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good. Fourth of five straight weekends of running.
Eddie, can you just list off what you're doing? Because it's just so amazing.
Well, let's see. I did have one fun weekend in Disney World with Eve and some other friends. And then after that, I went to Boston. And then from Boston to
And
Big
spent
Sur.
Time with who?
Spent time, I don't know.
Okay.
Some important co-host who also ran the marathon.
Okay, just getting that out there.
And Big Sur last weekend, which, by the way, if you ever get a chance to go run that marathon, absolutely spectacular. It is beautiful. It is a little bit hilly, but it is well worth running that one. And this weekend we have Expedition Everest. And to top it off and to make me burn as a toast, next weekend or the weekend after Everest is Fargo Marathon in North Dakota.
That's the snowy one, right? You go from summer weather to snowy weather.
I'm trying to hit every climate in 5 weeks.
All right. So we're going to talk about the race with the coolest medal, right?
That's right. We're going to go through the weekend and cover all the events because there are several. And I think, Michelle, should we start off and talk about the type of expo that people will find at Expedition Everest Challenge Weekend? It's quite different than what the normal Run Disney Expo is like.
Sure. So I'll just start off telling where it is and what it is, and then maybe our guests can, if You and I went to it last year, so we'll mm-hmm. chime in, but we'll let them talk. So it actually, this one is a little teeny expo, and it's at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. It's kind of, if you were looking overlooking the baseball diamond, it's kind of in that area over to the left as you enter the Wide World of Sports. And the packet pickup is going to be starting on Friday, May 2nd. Starts at 11 a.m. and it goes to 7 p.m. And then again on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And last year there was all sorts of, actually the Expedition Everest swag and the extra shirts were really kind of cool. It's limited compared to other races. And then there were some other vendors too. There was, Fit to Run was there, I believe. And, Eve, did you go to that expo last year?
I did not. But I'm always looking forward to the New Balance booth because I'm a New Balance. I wear the 1400, so I'm looking to actually get a new pair of shoes.
Oh, cool. Yeah. For... New Balance was there last year too.
Yeah.
Cool. What about you, Eddie?
I did the 5th anniversary edition of Expedition Everest, and apparently your expo was about 10 times the size of the expo we had. As a matter of fact, we were at the time I went, it was in the Braves, where the stadium where the Braves play, and literally it was there was tents, two tents to pick up your bib and your shirts, and they had the tiniest tent that had maybe two shirts for sale. Would run Disney merchandise, and that was basically it. And then they had a couple of displays where you could take pictures, like a camp set up in a Yeti. But and maybe one little area where they were showing you clues on how to or clues for the challenges after the 5K, giving you example ones of how it works.
There was a lot of Yeti theming. There was some, you know. Prayer yeah. flags and things like that, but Mike, I don't remember really. It wasn't that much bigger, Eddie. It, I would say maybe 10 vendors at the most,
if that much. The one vendor I do remember, Michelle, you probably know this name: Bamboo Threads or Bamboo
Raw Threads.
Raw Threads.
Raw Threads.
Raw Threads. Yeah. Yes, I remember them. They were there as well as New Balance. So let's move on from the expo to. The other things, everything occurs on one day, and that's Saturday, this Saturday, May 3rd. The first thing that takes place is the Run Disney Kids Races, and that begins at 9 o'clock. And Michelle, why don't you tell everybody where that is going to be held?
Sure. So that is at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex, and I actually spoke to race announcer Carissa yesterday. And she is going to be at the Expedition Everest weekend. So it says, here's the chance for even the youngest adventurers to participate in fun-filled races for kids 4 to 10 years old. And are any of your kids doing it, Eddie or Eve? Any of the kids' races?
No, my kids are not doing the kids' races.
Okay.
No. She's not. Our little... three-year-old is not doing any of the kids' races.
Okay.
She's kind of in between. Like, she used to like them, and now she's, like, at this age where she gets overwhelmed by, like, running with so many kids, so she's really not into it. But okay. I think next year we might try.
She's a speedy little one, though.
She is.
Okay, the next thing that's happening is right after that is the Expedition Everest Challenge Family Edition. Mike, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I don't remember this in the past, Michelle. This is going to be also at the ESPN World of Sports Complex. It's going to begin at 10 o'clock. And I think what happens is that this particular challenge takes place throughout the complex. And it's open to ages 4 and up. And so the whole family can run and look for they do a scavenger hunt. They run a short distance. They do a scavenger hunt, and there is a special finisher medallion for this particular event too. So it's just another way of getting the family involved, and I think it's really really a good deal. This more than any of the other weekends, I feel this is really a nice family run Disney event. So that's something that I really like to see.
It's kind of a nice option, too, for kids who can't stay up till 10 o'clock and run the races, too.
And I do believe this was here. This event was around last year.
Oh, okay.
And the medal, I've seen it, is very much like their 5K medals. So,
Cool.
Pretty cool.
So I'm wondering, if it's six people, do you have to do, you would have to do six times the cost to sign up?
Well, it's at least two, no more than six.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on, Michael.
And then the big deal, Saturday night, the Expedition Everest Challenge. It takes place, the start and finish takes place at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park. And I know last year, Michelle, when you and I went, it starts at 10 o'clock on this Saturday, at 10 o'clock at night. And I remember, Michelle, there were two areas where people could take photos, and one looked like Everest Mountain. I forget what the other display was, but it was pretty nice. It was not the big deal like we see on a lot of the other weekends, but it was, for everybody who was there, I think they had a really good time, and it was really fun talking with a lot of people. Do you remember last year?
Yeah, there's a packet pickup area right there, and we're going to talk about Eddie and Eve, what they're going to do near the packet pickup area in a bit. But, you know, very, very low key. Instead of two or three race announcers, Carissa will be there. And I know she told me her family is running too. And so that'll be fun for her. So why don't we start with Eddie telling us after you start in the parking lot, what happens then?
You congregate in the parking lot. And best I recall, they break you down into different waves. And this race has teams, it has individuals, and I believe they let the individuals go first, and then the teams, and it was a different setup. I don't know exactly how the waves are not by your typical time; they're done by the team setup, if I recall right. And you start out at the end of the parking lot, and you want me to take you through the course, or do you want to?
Yes, please.
You start out in the parking lot, and then you run like I'm trying to think of how we come out of the marathon. Sort of, you run on the outskirt of the parking lot, like you're running towards the toll booth. You're running clockwise if you're looking at Animal Kingdom, and you're going to run. Every mile has an obstacle. So just about every mile has an obstacle associated with it. The year I ran it in the parking lot, probably about a half a mile from the start line, there was bale of hay. And so you had to jump over
bales of hay.
Eddie, you love bales of hay.
Yes. So I think there was about three or four rows, and you went over that. And then you enter into Animal Kingdom, and anybody that's run the Wine and Dine Marathon, it's very much you enter the same way. You go through the main gate, and you veer left towards, I'm trying to think, the character land area. You go to the left. You go clockwise from the Tree
Almost
of
like
Life.
Almost like you're going towards Camp Mickey Minnie.
Camp Minnie Mickey. Right. That's what I was trying to remember.
Eddie, I just want to stop you too, because Mike and I were just spectating last year, but this was actually a really great place for spectators once they leave their runners in the parking lot. Right at the entrance to Animal Kingdom, there are a lot of places to see people kind of hook around and then come into the entrance of Animal Kingdom. So that was really fun. It's a good place to watch.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Cool. I know from there we head to Africa, and then we head to Asia, and then we head by the Nemo Studios, and we detour left and kind of go in the back area. And back in the back area is where we found, during mile, just after mile marker two, we found barrels to run through, like a football drill. Imagine a guy... a running back or somebody running through a barrel or tires. Excuse me. I say barrels, tires.
So Eddie, I have a question for you. Say you're somebody who has, you know, your knees aren't good, or you just don't want to do those obstacles. Can you just walk around them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They do not force you to do those. They are there, but if you do not want to do them, they do not have a problem with you skipping them. I saw multiple people actually skip them, and it's fine. And then from there, we left in the back area. Then you make your way back basically to the front of the park, back to the parking lot. And the last challenge was right before the finish line, was literally crawling in sand under a net, kind of like an army. Imagine an army crawl. And it may have been 10 to 15 yards. It's not long. And then you hit the finish of the 5K. And then that's where the real fun begins. Because at that point, you leave the 5K finish area, and you're handed your first scavenger. You start the scavenger hunt. You're handed your first clue. They give you a card. You have to solve it. And I thought I had my old cards, but I can't find them for some reason. But they're sort of like riddles is the best way I think I can describe it. They're not hard. And you can go to a cast member and verify your answer once you come up with it. And you can kind of, you know, the cast member won't give you the answer, but you can kind of, they kind of hint you in a correct fashion if you can't figure it out.
Is it a cast member or a volunteer?
Or excuse me, volunteer. Okay. I should say, okay. It's a volunteer and they're marked. They'll have the volunteer gear on and they'll have flashlights. And also with this card, you're given, I know you're given a pen. I want to say it's a pen / LED light. So you can see, and you're right, and you mark your answers down. And one clue, basically, is I believe it's four clues that you have to solve. And you go, and it basically takes you the same route. You're basically doing the same route of the 5K again inside the park area. And the year that I did it, you had to bring every clue that you signed, that you figured out. The last clue was actually putting those answers together to form a different answer.
That was the same last year. There's like a map or something on the back.
Right, yep. Right, mm-hmm. On the back that you had to use. And then the finish area for the whole challenge was right in front of Everest when I did it. That's where you, once you had the answer, and I think you got it in Asia, it was like the last area, then you like rushed to Everest. That's at least when I did it. We rushed to Everest, and that was the official finish line for the whole challenge.
So this is really interesting. I've heard people talk about this, but I didn't actually realize until we talked about it this year that you actually do the course twice, because somebody mentioned to me last year that they did 9 miles when they did this race.
When they did this race. They were doing a lot of back and forth then.
Maybe that includes the party or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, literally, this race is really a 10K. By all, you know, that's not really an exaggeration. It, you know, if you make it 9 miles,
it sounds like one of those family circus cartoons where, like, there are little dots everywhere, and you're running all over.
There is a little bit of chaos to this, just so everybody knows. Because you go off in different waves, you have people that are running the 5K portion of the race, and you have other people that are trying to solve clues, and they're trying to intersect at certain points. So it can be – you've got to watch out. You really do have to pay attention.
So I have a question actually for this. So if I wanted to just run this hard, I could actually just run the 5K hard. And then maybe I'd have less people to navigate through, or I don't know if that's...
Provided where you start.
Oh, right. Okay.
And also, because I believe if you're running in a team, which I believe if I understand correctly, you are, I don't think you're going to be in the first corral. So that's just...
So is there... Okay. Does the bib have a... It says personalized race bib, but is this not timed?
It is timed.
Okay.
It is time. It is time for the whole thing. So, as a matter of fact, your last when you go through the Everest, I believe you have. I don't know that you have more than one split in the 5K. I think literally you have a 5K split, and then there's a timing mat under the official finish line. So, once you do, I think you get two times. But that's how they do it. They do the cumulative time for the time it takes to race it and solve it. The quickest to race it and solve it is your winners, per se.
Oh. So, Eve, what enticed you to run this race? I know you live in that area, and you probably want to do all the races, but you haven't done this one before. Why did you decide to do it?
Again, my husband signed me up and surprised me with it, so I was very excited. And we hadn't run it before, and we really wanted to go ahead and do that, but also the nighttime party afterwards is a huge draw. And I actually heard it's going away next year, as I'm sure many people have heard. that this is supposed to be replaced by a Star Wars race.
Well, yeah, we don't know. I actually was talking to somebody from who works with Run Disney recently, and they said that they haven't heard that for sure. So it's not confirmed. Not confirmed.
I feel like, though, if it's a rumor and you say a rumor enough times, it actually becomes true. By that logic.
if Run Disney is listening to everyone, I think they would hear how everyone thinks it would be a good idea to have a Star Wars race weekend and all the merchandise they could sell. And I'm sure that they would reap more revenue for that type of a weekend than they will for this one. So who knows?
But in all seriousness, I love running through this park at night. It's so beautiful. And I love running through this park just in any of the other races. So, I'm really excited to do this. I haven't done this. I can't believe it. So,
Eve talked about. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to ask both Eve and Eddie. I know how seriously you take your running and your training, so I wanted to ask both of you if, when you do the 5K, if you will do the obstacle course or you'll avoid the obstacles.
I'm running with my husband. He's probably going to be like, oh, let's do the obstacles. I just want to run it as fast as I can. But I think he might want to do the obstacles, so I'll be a good sport and do the obstacles, I guess. No resentment there. No. Nah, whatever. I'll do the obstacles. It's fine. That's what I'm there for, you know, so might as well get my money worth.
That's what I'm there for.
Eddie?
Well, if I run it hard, I'm going to leave my team member, my daughter, pretty scared.
And then
my wife's really going to be pissed at me. So, no, we're going to do the obstacles. So,
so which daughter is running this with you?
Emma, I would guess.
Emma is doing it.
So that's really exciting. That's nice.
Yes.
I forgot.
Okay. So then – at 10:30, when everybody's done. Well, everybody won't be done, because I know the corrals, when we were watching the corrals, some of them were just starting at 10:30. But at 10:30 is the post-race party. And it's the tickets for this were additional party tickets. If you're running the race, the party's included. But additional tickets for adults were $49 and children were adults were $49 and then it went up to $59 after a certain date, May 3rd, and then children were $25 or $35. So this is your chance to party, and Eddie's saying that it starts right at Expedition Everest. And Eddie, do you remember any part of the party from last time you did it?
Yeah, I remember that right when you finish, there was two areas. The first thing I did, and I'm glad I did it, was I beelined it to bag check, because I remember the year I did it, that got nuts. Like, people waited an hour to get their bags. It was, and I got there early enough to get my bag dropped. So lesson learned, my wife's got a party ticket, so she's going to be carrying our clothes for us. I'm not going to do the bag drop.
Ooh, that's good to know.
So
I got to talk to Anna.
Yeah, but yes, I'm sure that can be arranged. But then what the biggest area, of course, the party basically is confined to Dinoland and Expedition Everest. That is it. And so you don't have a lot of options. So that area gets really crowded. And Expedition Everest was a really long wait, which was we didn't do because it was at the time it was like an hour. But apparently, I didn't stay later, but our good friends Dave and Holly Allen, they ended up staying. They were at the same race with us, and they ended up staying later. And everything died out pretty quickly. And they were able to get on Everest multiple times. So I didn't. I got a little frustrated because it was a little too crowded for me the year I did it. We rode a couple of rides in Dino Land, and you could ride Dinosaur, and the areas that were open for eating was the old McDonald's restaurant that was in the restaurants in Dinoland are open, if that gives you a little bit of point of reference. And that was also where the bag check was, where you could pick up your bags at the end. Was, and I don't know if they've changed it, but that's where it was the year I did it. And also, like any other party, they have actual carts out there selling beer along, you know, in alcoholic beverages in different areas, kind of like the Tower of Terror party.
Cool. So one of the things we talked about before we started recording is it's been very warm in Florida. And actually, Eddie, I'm looking on the Run Disney page, and Kali River Rapids is also open. So you may want to go and get soaked after that. But that might be fun at night. I've never done that at night.
Well, if it's raining and I'm soaked, why not go ride it?
Why not? And certainly Expedition Everest at night is just fantastic, really fun to do. So, Mike?
Eddie, I want you to check on something at the party. I would be curious to see if you can purchase a beer with your Magic Band. I know that you've had trouble and issues in the past with your credit card, but assuming that maybe it gets fixed this time around, I'll be curious because I don't think we were able to do that last year.
I'm gonna put money that we're not gonna be able to do that either. If it was me, I would bring a backup source to the Magic Band. If you're listening to this podcast, just because if you recall at Tower of Terror, right. You couldn't do it. And these are going to be the similar carts that are out there.
Eddie had to bring me a beer. He brought me a beer. Yes. Yeah. You couldn't use your Magic Band at all for that. Because these are kind of like the pull-out carts that are just extra. They're not usually there.
Yes, but you can buy beer in the restaurant, so you can use your Magic Band in that area without a doubt. And not necessarily. I would bring some other source of payment if you wanted to buy a beer cart, just in case they haven't had them retrofitted yet.
So, Eve, it starts at 10:30. Are you going to party till it's 1994? Like, how long are you going to stay out?
I'm staying out all night. No,
are you?
No, I don't know. I mean, I say that, but last time Eddie and I and my husband and his wife went out, I think we're like, yeah, we're going to party late. I think we're back by like 10:30.
Well, the race starts at 10, so.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Like, that gives you an idea. And if it gets crowded, like you said, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, that's more incentive to finish the race quickly, but yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I would love to stay out late, but I have grand plans, and that never really happens like that.
And I've got my daughter, so as long as she's going strong, I'm sure we'll stay out because we can't let the little one beat us.
Oh, yeah. We'll never live that one down. So, yeah, that's true.
That's neat. So another thing that we want to remember is that these two people have graciously agreed to host our Mickey Miles podcast official meet. And Eve, do you want to tell where it is and when it is?
Yeah, it's by bag check an hour before the race.
So 9 p.m.
9 p.m., right? And Eddie and I will be there, and we might even have a special guest with us. So
That's true. We might have a special guest.
Yeah.
We're not going to say who that special.
You won't have a special guest because I'll be in New Hampshire.
Well, that's a very special guest. But okay.
What?
Special guest.
Who knows? Great. The Yeti may show up.
So you could get a picture with the Yeti and Eddie?
Yeti and Eddie.
There you go.
Guess which one works.
Eddie, if you dress, you know, if there are people who dress up for this. So, Eddie, if you dressed up like the Yeti, we call you Eddie the Yeti.
And then we could hand them some spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Y'all are on a roll.
I know. Poor Eddie's going to blow a gasket off. He's so tired. Please stop. Please do stop by. We set up the event on our Facebook page. You can pop in and RSVP if you want to and come up and say hello. Don't be shy. These people aren't.
Not at all.
Who, me?
And so we hope that everyone who will be taking part in the Expedition Everest Challenge weekend has a great time, and we want to hear from you. Tell us about your experience, and we want to wish Eddie and Eve all the best, and we want to thank you guys for coming on, and have a great time.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
We look forward to seeing you post your pictures, and you know, if Eddie and Eve, I hope you post your pictures, but I hope listeners do too.
Anybody that sees me on the course, I'm going to have a GoPro going and some cameras, so chance to get in a video.
Cameras?
Cameras, multiple cameras.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm always on social media posting everything. So.
Yeah, maybe you'll post for Mickey Miles for us.
I think so.
Cool.
So far, Eve Vanderpool for Eddie McCoy. For Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you at Everest. This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by All Star Vacation Homes. If you are looking for the highest quality vacation home or condo for your next Walt Disney World vacation, then you need to visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com, where hospitality has a new home. And by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, nobody can give you better service and get more for your vacation dollar than the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So for your next Disney or non-Disney vacation, visit them at MEI-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.